Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And today we have the beloved, beautiful, precious, dear Joanna Cherry.
Hi, Iris.
Hi, welcome, Joanna.
Thank you.
I don't know exactly what to say about you, except that I am interested in the most transformative, the most easy, the most joyous path, and the most I can experience of God and the divine in me and others. And I was thinking, I have like a top 10 on the planet that of the people I know about whose work is so important to me personally, and I feel to the planet, and so I want to offer what you're giving and what you're doing to people at large, so everyone has this available to them. And that's why I ask anyone to be on Miracles Happen, because I want people to have a life filled with miracles where all their dreams come true. I want that for everybody, deeply and passionately. And I feel you do too.
Yeah.
So welcome, and thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you, Iris. Been looking forward to this.
Yes. Tell people what we've been doing.
Well, it's just a huge, vast subject involving men and women, female and male, and all of the difficulties that have happened between the sexes and around beliefs that have come up that started some time back about men being better than women, boys being better than girls, boy babies being better, more desirable than girl babies, men being more powerful, etc. And all of the enormous complications that have come into human life from these beliefs and the beliefs that have, and feelings, and those that are akin to this in any way, having to do with sexuality, with childbirth, with women needing dowries, born to poor families, and so the girl babies being killed. It's just an enormous, amazing subject that needs incredible deep healing for the whole planet, for all of humanity, for every man and every woman and every person that's ever been a man or a woman, and that's everybody.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I'm saying virtually. Maybe there's one person somewhere, or maybe 10 people, or, you know, a few masters that have this down, but it's amazing. I was just thinking, before we got on the line, I've been a spiritual teacher for almost 30 years. And the deepest, darkest healings have I have only now gotten ready for them, and it involves, for me, I'm not saying this involves for everybody, but a huge number of past life clearings, just to become ready to clear out these old beliefs and really know that I can do that. And yesterday when I first started, it was like a cesspool. of stuff to clear, but a lot got done. And the important thing is that as we do this healing for ourselves as individuals and as a team, then we can send it out, especially the clearing energy, the violet flame energy, to help everybody. And what you and I have discovered, Iris, with the help of our spirit, is that we can clear the past as well as the present, and so we can send the healing back to when these beliefs first arose, and have it come up from there and change everything up to the present moment for everything and every place and every event, every situation that is related to these things.
Well, you know, that's what the Course in Miracles says, is that once everything is healed, it's like time is rolled up like a carpet, and mm-hmm. It's that it never did happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what Ho'oponopono says, too, is that if there's anything that's imperfection in front of me, not only am I responsible, but I made it up, and it's not really real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want to be sure that we cover what we said we were going to cover when we send out our publicity. But
I don't know. I don't agree with that. I think this. I've given this show to Spirit, and I know you have too. And we can trust Spirit to guide it in each moment to be the absolute best it can be for anyone who tunes in because of what was written or because of any other reason.
Well, that's true, and we haven't talked about Ho'oponopono yet or how we're applying that to this issue or other world issues.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
Well, do you want to explain what Ho'oponopono
is? No, why don't you do it?
Okay. Well, we read the book Zero Limits, and then after that met Dr. Hugh Lin, whose work it is about, and he worked with a HUNA healer for what? It was it 10 years?
I think so, yeah.
A Kahuna
healer. Yeah.
And after, is there a HUNA healer and a Kahuna healer?
No,
or
it's just Kahuna. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
right. Well, it must have been a typo because I saw this in the bio, and so I'm going, maybe there's something I don't know here.
Well, then maybe I'm incorrect.
Well, anyway, it's a really, really, really good healing.
Yeah.
It's a really good body of healing work. So she taught him to do this one specific, it's called cleaning, so that if we see anything in our lives that we want transformed, we just do these four steps, which are, I'm sorry for seeing it this way, and we're really saying that to the divine. I'm sorry for seeing anything less than the perfection that you have created. And the understanding is that it's either, if it's something we don't want, it's from memories. We're creating what we expect, because we have memories of how it is.
Yeah.
Or if we're at zero point where we have cleared these things, we are at the point of receiving inspiration from God.
Yeah, so give the four phrases.
And seeing perfection. So they are, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And you're saying that both to the person whose behavior you don't like or who you have a judgment about, and you're saying it to God, too, that I'm sorry for seeing it this way, that I know the truth is you only create a perfection. So Dr. Hugh Lin was put in charge of a facility for the criminally insane. And a lot of the patients were very, very dangerous. They were shackled. People were afraid to come to work. It was just a really horrible environment. And wisely, when he got there, he read everyone's chart and was told not to see them at all. But
you mean by his own spirit?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was told to just do the four steps. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And basically he was saying, I'm sorry for seeing you as dangerous. I'm sorry for seeing you as insane. I'm sorry for seeing you as a not contributing member of society. And as he did that, things transformed there until people got well and were able to leave, and the working environment was good, and people showed up for work, and they didn't have the turnover that they had. And finally, they had no more call for this facility. It was closed. Everybody got well and went home. And so Dr. Hulin has been going around teaching this, and now Joanna and I have been applying it to everything, our own personal issues and global issues. So so do you want to go back to the men and women thing now? Or?
Yeah, well, I guess for me, everything, every way that I'm guided to work in spirit is cleaning, you know. And Hugh Lan also says that every person does it differently, and because each one of us is different. And so for me, basically what I've been doing is calling the violet flame, which is a huge cleansing energy, and speaking the truth to myself and speaking the truth of life as best I can. And that's just how I've been guided to clear on this particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's space for the Ho'oponopono phrases as well. I just haven't been guided myself, at least not yet, to use them. And we can certainly do that today.
Well, also, I think I love for everyone who uses the violet flame to share what it is, and then to call it in their own way, because it is very powerful. And if we have people intending to let go of the things that they don't serve, you know, and especially things in regard to the economy and the men and women thing and the strife that we have on earth that we don't want.
Yeah.
I think it would be really good to do that. But also, I'd like you to share what you told me that Rompa said about men and women.
Oh, this is a great teacher. He comes through a lady named Jay-Z Knight, or actually takes over her body, the use of her body. And he said that men, both men and women, way back when, you know, 2,000-3,000 years ago, I believe, or earlier even, no, I think even earlier than that, were greatly manipulated by the dark force energies, those beings who have really wanted to undermine any possibility of happiness or paradise or enlightenment on our planet, and that men were used especially because of the sexual desire, and women were manipulated because of the receptive energy that in its innocence does receive and create from that. And so it's like the male thing was denigrated, corrupted into taking power, rape, etc., things like that, because of physical strength, and the female vulnerability was corrupted into being passive, in being treated as less than equal, less than divine. So it's been a huge, and in fact, he said that if that had not happened, we would have paradise on earth now. We would have been able to come into true love, which is it really is. It's the only truth between all men and all women, and of course, all men and men, and all women and women, all of us. The only real truth is love. And but these dark energies, beings, were able to manipulate so well, so craftily, that they have created pretty much in a lot of ways for a lot of people the experience of hell on earth, you know. So there's a lot to forgive. I found myself still unable to forgive the dark ones who did this, but I'm working up to it.
Please forgive.
Yeah.
Please forgive Joanna. She loves you. Thank you. She's so sorry for seeing you guys as assholes.
But I have felt like personally I have been able to clear from sort of very, very deep pain and gnarliness to about half of that is gone because I got ready to do it, So, and that in shedding it out and spreading it out with the violet flame, then everyone who is open to it is benefited, and therefore everybody is benefited because anybody that clears helps everything to clear, so... It's a wonderful thing to do, huh?
You know what else I see is, as sort of a pattern is women having more restraint and guilt about their sexuality, and men feeling more free and entitled to their sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's something that definitely needs to be cleared.
Yes,
along with that thing, but it's not just something men do. It's something women do too. Is like being married that gives me the pink slip on you. You know, I now own you. You are mine.
Yeah.
And you know, sort of how I see it, Joanna, is sort of it's been a Tower of Babel effect. Where men and women just don't understand each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was married for 40 years to somebody I was truly, truly close to and aligned with. And a lot of times, you know, he would say things and I would go, huh?
Yeah.
You can't mean that.
Yeah. But, I thought I knew you. Who are you?
Yeah.
What have you done with Gerald?
Yeah. but also just not understanding his motivation for doing something, you know, that mine is completely different. And I think that that's the thing that has been... A part of so little compassion for, you know, between the sexes is just not understanding each other, being confused about, you know, what are you thinking?
yeah. And one of the things, one of the main difficulties also between, as far as women are concerned, from what I've seen, is that men have used sort of outward power and money and all of that stuff, and women have used manipulation, because women are very, by and large, very good at twisting things around, because they haven't been able to be or haven't felt able to be directly powerful, you know? So
I
think a lot of men really resent that and fear that.
Uh-huh. Well, and then they feel guilty anyway, and so they're definitely prey for that.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard this thing that the reason someone manipulates is because they feel less powerful.
Exactly. So they have to do it the way they can do it, is what they feel and what the thought is.
Yeah, well, that's all pretty sneaky, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, isn't it?
It is. And so I feel like we've pretty much pulled out the cesspool here, Ms. Diana.
Yeah, I think so.
I think maybe we ought to give it a dose of the violet flame, you know, right all the way back to... when that started. And, you know, I want to apologize. We can't take calls today. There's some trouble with the lines because of the weather, and so we don't have a call line today. But we sure enjoyed our callers last time.
Yeah.
So do you want to do the violet flame now? I just feel like it's just all the stuff we brought up is pretty ick.
Yeah, it is.
Do the caca.
I'll be glad to.
Okay.
Okay.
So why don't you explain more about the violet flame?
All right. Since humanity, we fell away from our realization, our knowledge that we are one with divinity, we are God beings. There have come many difficult events in the life of most people that have been sort of gotten stuck or lodged in the consciousness and have just sort of traveled forward from lifetime to lifetime. And so there's a whole body of stuff, and it relates to what Eckhart Tolle, who wrote The Power of Now, what he calls the pain body. And the violet flame then was created by, I believe, Archangel Zadkiel, and Saint Germain now, who is a great ascended master, who is a great proponent and carrier of it as well. And it is able to burn up when we give it permission, when we allow it, feel it, see it, or send it out to others, and they don't have to be conscious of it. They can, if there's an opening in their consciousness or their unconsciousness that allows the violet flame to come in and clear and clean, then it will take place. And so it's just basically a dissolving energy of all that has been of trouble or all the things that have gotten stuck, all the pain, all the difficulty of the past. And it can actually literally burn it off, burn it up, burn it off. And when we do it, we consciously give up everything that no longer serves us and that we're ready to release to spirit, to be dissolved in love and light. And so it's a very powerful energy. And as we send it out, we're going to be asking that every person who's open to it, you know, on some level, do receive it in the past and the present and every place and everything, you know, that where this can assist. So it is a great energy. So shall we do that now? Do you feel ready? Are you there? Iris?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
I think I accidentally hit the mute button.
Oh!
I kept trying to say something and you just kept talking.
No, I couldn't hear a word you were saying.
Not only is it a transmuting energy, I just want to say that it doesn't hurt. And anything that you have in your aura that is good and constructive and happy, anything you have in your four lower bodies that is good and constructive and happy, it does not burn. Gold does not burn.
It just enhances it. It helps it.
Yes.
It
makes an opening for more of God's happiness and perfection.
Right. Because all we're burning off is the stuff that isn't the truth, which is the things about us that we've thought were not God. Those things. Yeah.
What she said.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you ready to call it?
Yeah. Okay.
So we just put everything, we ask everyone to join us in putting everything on the altar that no longer serves. Both ourselves individually and for all life.
Okay, and we're going to be working especially right now on the male-female issue, but anything else is also included.
The economy.
It may not be mentioned, but it's included.
The economy and peace on earth. And
yeah, everything. So in this, the holy instant, in the name and by the power and authority of I Am That I Am, of Joanna, of Iris, and of all people who are calling this with us. And we ask and invite the angels and archangels, the ascended masters, the Elohim, all of Christ consciousness and higher, who would like to call this with us. We invite you to do this as well. We invite the violet flame and call it to come through all of the earth now. and through all people, where it is welcomed, where there is an openness and a welcoming to this, whether conscious or unconscious. And for this to go all the way back to the beginning of when there was difficulty between male and female, female and male, where to the beginning of the thought that males, boys, men were better than girls, women, infants, etc., more powerful, when there began to be abuse of power on either side in the ways that this has been abused, we send the violet flame into every event, every rape, every time a couple has killed a little girl baby, every time women have been disenfranchised, have been denied possession or inheritance, have been denied the same money that men make, the same positions of power. Every single thing, every incident, every relationship, every situation, sexual slavery, where women are required to cover their whole bodies, which is still going on in some places as we know, everything. We send the violet flame now all the way back to the past, into every physical body, every emotional body or emotions, every mental body, all beliefs, all thoughts, where every place of earth, every building, every part in nature, everything that has any memory of this now, of anything related to this, or of anything else, as we're saying, we're clearing everything that can be cleared today. The violet flame now blazes through everything, all of it. And so all of us who are here together listening or speaking, let us feel and see the flame through the entire world, through every person where it can be allowed, through every place, through all of the past as well as the present, clearing, cleansing, purifying, loving, forgiving, uplifting, dissolving all that no longer serves with every member of the human kingdom and everything else that these energies have affected everywhere else. We see this now individually coming through our own physical body. We see it and feel it. Clearing out what does not belong to us anymore, what we are able to release to spirit, all of these false thoughts and beliefs and all of the feelings that have gone with them. These beliefs have been travesty. They've been total untruth. Total untruth. And so all we give up now to beloved divine spirit, I am, each of us is, to be dissolved in the light of truth and love and peace and harmony and well-being and happiness and perfect equality between all men, all women, all boys, all girls, all infants. We dissolve all such beliefs, all such events, all that can be lifted today. From humanity, from all of humanity, from Earth, and if there's anywhere in the universe or universes where this energy can serve, we send it there as well.
And we send it into when these ideas were first introduced and
yes.
neutralized them with the violet flame.
Yes.
To the very core of the cause of this.
Yes. Sending it back to the very first time humanity began to be manipulated by the dark force energies. And so when we release as much as we can, let us really instate the truth now with all of us. Male and female are two equal polarities of God in manifestation. Two equal polarities of God, of divinity and manifestation into form. There is absolutely no truth to any inequality whatsoever. That goddess, God, is purely equal. That female, male, purely equal. We feel this now as these statements of truth are being said. That woman, man, purely equal. Each and every one, women and men, purely equal everywhere on earth, no matter what the beliefs are, no matter what the experiences have been. Girls and boys, absolutely, purely equal. Girl babies and boy babies, equally desirable, equally divine, equally valued, equally loved by life. And that all of these, that girls are totally, equally valuable, wonderful, beautiful, divine, as boys. And boys are too. We are all equally beautiful, desirable, loved, divine. These two wondrous polarities which could not exist without each other. If they were not one, they would not be the other. Each one is necessary for a life on this plane with the expression of polarity, of duality that we know here. And so we forgive ourselves forever tuning into these beliefs, ever buying into them, ever believing them, ever experiencing anything that has had to do with them, whether as a man or a woman. And all of us are equally innocent as well. We have all done our best. There is no blame here. We've all done our best with what we have known every moment of all of our existence on this plane and on every plane for forever and forever. So we forgive ourselves as best we can now. We forgive each other. We say to ourselves, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you, thank you that I ever believed these things, that I ever saw myself as inferior or superior. I say these things to myself. I say these things to every other person. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you that I ever saw you as believing these things or as superior or as inferior. And that you, or that you ever saw me or anyone else in these ways, or that I saw you as seeing in this way.
I saw you as seeing me in this way.
Yeah, and so we say to the divine also, I'm sorry, please forgive me, to life, for ever seeing things, for ever creating the appearance of things in this way. Thank you, I love you. And so we send this Ho'oponopono, these thoughts and feelings out to accompany this great clearing now, everywhere that it can be effective. And all replaced by the beliefs of truth, the knowing of truth, and the feelings of joy and compassion and understanding and equality and love that go with these truths. And with the clearing that we've done, and we give such thanks to Beloved Spirit for what is the truth, for creating in absolute truth, and for our greater understanding of it, allowing of it, release of what isn't true. And out of this we claim a whole new world, that the forgiveness and release of the past has created as of this moment. A whole new earth, because the past up to the present moment has been much more cleared than it was before we did this. And so we have now a new world, and we know that there are many appearances that will still be noticed, but it is clearer than it was 10 minutes ago. And we give great, greatest thanks for this, and so be it.
And so it is.
Hey.
Thank you.
Ooh, thank you.
Do you want to spread it out now to the economy and world peace? And
yeah, why don't you do that, Iris?
Okay. Further, we ask the Violet Flame to move in to all memories of lack and limitation and poverty, all thought forms that people have gathered about lack, lack of money, lack of food, lack of water, lack of clean air, all of these things of lack, we call the Violet Flame into the mental, emotional, etheric, and physical bodies of every life stream and life form who is willing, into every condition, into every issue that has been placed on Earth, in all time frames, in all dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
We call for the Violet Flame to intensify in every electron of precious life energy that we have generated together as the creative force on this planet. We are so sorry. Please forgive us. Thank you. We love you. And in loving one another, we ask that this be cleared and cleaned out of each one of us who is willing, and that all that has been of lack and fear is replaced with prosperity and freedom and joy and love and satisfaction, and all of us being free on this planet to give our best gifts and contributing those joyously while being supported abundantly and lavishly. We ask now for a major miracle on this planet in which it is never seen as one life stream's benefit to kill another, to bring war, to take another's property, because there is plenty and there is peace. And
yes.
So, do you want to add to that,
Joan? I just wanted to add one thing, that the truth about each and every one of us as divine beings is that we are fearless. We are fearless. We do not know fear. We are absolutely courageous and bold. And there has been much perpetration, putting forth of encouragement to be afraid, especially after the events of 9/11, but also recently in the economy, when there is a fact that many people have lost jobs, have lost homes. And so we just want to put forth the truth that each of us is unafraid in our true nature. We are fearless and we are divine, and whatever has left us on the physical plane can be replaced by something even better and more wonderful if we call this forth and know this and choose to be, to look around and say, okay, to breathe and say, well, this has happened now. What's next? What is going to replace this? What can replace this now that can be even better than it was before? Because that's the natural way of life. And it will be different and creative and magnificent for each person who is willing to think in this way and to feel in this way and to bring forth the truth of our fearlessness.
And a lot of that is mastery of focus.
Yes, absolutely is. That's true.
Focusing on what you want instead of what you don't want.
Yes, and being able to have it and able to accept it and being divine, being manifestors, being in power.
Being responsible for our manifestations.
Yes.
Well, you know, that reminds me of the sticking point that Werner brought up, which was to move on, first choose where you are, but the only problem with that, this is a Werner quote, is that only an asshole would choose this.
Yeah.
So that's where the I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you comes up.
Uh-huh.
So let's encourage people to use the Ho'oponopono in appearances in their own life, though, Joanna.
Yes, and on ourselves. I think a lot of times that isn't quite mentioned in Ho'oponopono. It's use it for ourselves, too. I love myself. I forgive myself. I thank myself, you know. I apologize to myself that I ever believed or manifested things that were not of divine truth of abundance, love, peace, harmony, etc.
Well, and then, you know, it's giving up that judgment of only an asshole would choose this and loving yourself where you are.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, let's talk about applying that to parts of the body, because I remember my son when he was 3 years old came in and said, Mom, I hate my stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I was like, where did this come from?
Whoa.
And so, you know, it's kind of been in the race consciousness to reject yourself as you are.
Yes, and your body as it is.
Yeah, and I have a story about someone that was using this before any of us heard about Ho'oponopono, and what it was is, her name is Carol, I can't think of her last name, but she was very, very, very heavy and had numerous health problems. And she had to have surgery, and on the table she died. And she went through the tunnel of light, and then she was told by her guides that it was very important that she came back, that she was going to be shown how to heal her body, and that this would heal very many other people. And so she forgot about it for a while after she came back, and then she was meditating one day, and what came to her was to... every time she bathed, to get out of the bathtub and put lotion on every part of her body, and every part of her body, thank it and tell it, I love you.
Mm.
And this was very hard for her at first, but she lost, just doing that, she lost 140 pounds.
Wow.
She was healed of numerous health problems. And then she started teaching this in classes, and people came in droves and lost weight and had all sorts of healing miracles. And so it was just, I love you and thank you.
Wow.
But it was only two of the steps. But it definitely works to pour out love to what we see in front of us.
Yes, it does.
So you know, I just want to encourage people, if you have any criticism of your body, to apologize to it.
Yeah, and in the movie What the Bleep, there's also the actress Molly Matlin shows her learn that she hates her body, Mira hates her body, and that how she learns to love it, and at the end she's taking this you know, this drawing pen and just drawing hearts and flowers on her body. That was her way of loving her body and really coming into a different place with it.
Well, you know, same thing with the experiments of Dr. Emoto with water. If you say thank you and I love you on water and you just paste it on the bottle, it transforms the water crystal.
That's right.
This has been proven.
Yes, it has.
So since the body is like 80% water, drawing hearts on it has got to work, huh?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. There's so many great teachings available now. We really are blessed.
Yes, we are. Yeah. And the important thing is to use them.
Yes.
I've known people that went from one class to another and didn't use any of this stuff.
Yeah. I think that happened to a lot of people.
Yeah, I use everything I've been taught every day.
Uh-huh.
Everything I can remember and call up, I use it.
Uh-huh.
And that is the work of mastery. So I want to really encourage people to use the Ho'oponopono and the violet flame.
Yes.
And, you brought up the Secret movie. There is a new...
No, I brought up the What the Bleep movie.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there was a Secret movie. I get those two mixed up. Joanna and I are in a new movie that's coming out. You can go to the website now. It's called What If, the movie. And it's another miraculous, transformative, wonderful movie. It's called What If.
Yeah.
And it's just coming out this month.
That's right.
I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's great.
Yeah, we're going to be sent copies of them as soon as they're available.
Well, I understand the sending is underway. So,
good.
But it is available on the Internet now.
Uh-huh. That's great.
And you can watch it on the Internet.
So it's whatifthemovie.com? Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Great.
Uh-huh. And I saw some of the trailers and things, and it's just great.
Good.
I haven't been able to sit in front of the computer for that long to watch it yet myself.
Yeah. Not one's favorite activity.
Yeah. So, how can people apply this, say, you know, if they see the news or, you know, it's very, 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 very important not to talk hard times with people.
Yeah.
So how can, like, for instance, if you see something about a bank that went down, how do you say to that, you know, this is a little confusing to me. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you.
I don't know that part either, Iris. But maybe we can say, maybe we could do, instead of... thinking, oh, how horrible, you know, we could think, oh, this is just, it's just a temporary manifestation of lack. It'll be corrected. It will be turned around. I see abundance in my life and the life of everyone else, and I affirm that that is the natural way and the way that will come forth in a new way, obviously, for people who may have lost their jobs or something at the bank, but that the divine is infinite and there's infinite possibilities of creation, and the divine life, or you just can call it life, is naturally good. It is a naturally full of love and joy and abundance and sweetness and innocence and goodness. When it's allowed to manifest without, you know, without interference, basically.
Well, also, you know, out of this, I've been thinking maybe all the dull, boring jobs will disappear. like, one of the things I'd like to see is the IRS shut down. And and that taxes are just collected on every purchase. That covers everything, and we don't have to keep records, and that means people that buy are paying the taxes, people that don't buy aren't paying taxes. It makes perfect sense to me. And then the people that are working at the IRS get green jobs that that help. You know, I think that it's very important to get rid of all of the activities that are deadening.
Yeah.
And a lot of the banking jobs are deadening.
Yeah. And I was just reading that there's expected that could be many millions of jobs created for creating green energy now and green cars and all that kind of thing.
That's what I'm asking for.
That would be great. And so that is one of the ways of infinite manifestation of new kinds of abundance in the world.
Yes, and one of the most important aspects of abundance, I think, is to feel like you're doing something that matters and creates good and upliftment for life. I think that people need that more than money.
Yes, I agree. Well, yeah, to be able to truly, as it's almost become a cliche now, but really make a difference for good in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody I've ever worked with, after they got the rent handled and the bills and the relationship and the body, and that was what the thing that they really, really wanted.
Uh-huh.
That was the thing they wanted more than anything.
Yes, I agree. And they say, too, that, you know, if being enlightened in a cave is, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it per se, but when you can bring mastery and goodness right out to be a direct gift to others in life, then you're doing enormous good.
And yeah. That's what all of us want.
Yeah.
That's what all of us want, more than anything. So we have about 3 minutes. What would you, do you want to tell people how they can reach you?
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I have a beautiful business called Ascension Mastery International, or AMI for short. And it has pictures, laminated pictures, mostly 5 by 7 inches is the most popular size. And you can see these on the website, and I'll say it twice, Sacred Images, S-A-C-R-E-D, Images, I-M-A-G-E-S, dash or hyphen AMI.com. So one more time, Sacred Images, hyphen AMI.com. And they're pictures from many different religious traditions, such as Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Sufism, and others, and the Ascended Masters, angels and archangels. They're just beautiful pictures that are created to be a blessing, and that is our intention in having them sent out in the world. And also on the same site, you can see a link to my site, which has my books and my CD sets on it. I have 2 books that are set, and you're invited to tune into these. They are books are basically about human unlimitedness and the processes that Spirit has given me to clear things and to move into our divinity. So they're worth reading and listening to. So
yes, they are.
Yeah. So one last time, the website is sacredimages-ami.com.
You know, I wanted to say I'm not into gurus at all, but I think it's very important to see the master's pictures because their emanation, their consciousness, and what they've achieved and accomplished is available in their picture.
Yeah, and not only that, but the purpose of the picture really is for us to see our own divinity.
Yes.
When we look into the eyes of a master, it's a reflection of our own divinity, which helps us wake up. It's not about worshiping anybody else.
Yes, I know. And yeah. I think that bears repeating, too.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on, Joanna.
Thank you, Iris. Magnificent. Awesome.
I hope you will come back soon.
Thank you.
I love you with all my heart.
And thank you.
Everyone that's listening, I love you with all my heart, and may all your dreams come true and be 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible.
Ah, so be it.
So it is.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. keep shining until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again. I love you, and this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Aw men, aw women, aw children, and yeehaw!